We've formed an enterprise-wide cross-functional team of experts representative of all stages of the AI lifecycle to critically evaluate the feasibility of AI to solve the problem, the risk of patient harm, technical and operational feasibility, and if appropriate, to guide testing and implementation within Mayo Clinic practice.
Today's speaker is Shona Overgaard. She leads the Center for Digital Health at Mayo Clinic in the USA. She will present guidelines and guardrails for AI in healthcare so that we can be assured the solutions we use are safe, effective, and ethical.
I want to express my gratitude for the invitation and convey how truly privileged I am to connect with you and share some of the ongoing work of our multidisciplinary teams across Mayo Clinic as we seek to prioritize patient needs through the development and evaluation of health AI. And I am equally honored to represent my global colleagues at the Coalition for Health AI, CHAI, to speak on our consensus-based approach and welcome you to join us in developing guidelines and guardrails for health AI. My primary role as a translational scientist revolves around fostering alignment within our organization for robust AI assessment and application. I am dedicated to establishing standardized methods for creating, testing, implementing, and monitoring scalable digital solutions powered by artificial intelligence. And in this capacity, I hold responsibility for harmonizing translational and regulatory aspects of our work while also actively contributing to the development of consensus at both national and international levels in the field of health AI. Now, I believe that artificial intelligence has a role in the innovation, disruption, and digital transformation of intelligence human medicine. By fostering a data-centric culture, robust informatics infrastructure, and removing barriers for providers and patients to form their necessary bond, we can leverage AI to enable our providers to achieve their internal mission and empower our patients to receive world-class care. I invite you to consider person-enabled health as a foundational element of healthcare innovation and to critique and challenge the efficacy of disruption as it relates to AI. And through this lens, I'll speak to the benefit of our international collaborations in medical informatics as a means to catalyze digital transformation and help us advance equity by democratizing health AI. I argue that person-enabled health is that foundational element of healthcare innovation, given that our ability to meet the unique needs, values, and personalized health goals of our patients will allow them the autonomy such that they might effectively drive the course of their survival. As humans, we ultimately exercise control over our health. However, we must be equipped to succeed. Where passive patient-generated data are mobilized, robust AI solutions can be leveraged to anticipate risk and estimate outcomes. And to measure this, three familiar components of person-enabled health are personalized healthcare delivery, proactive risk management, predictive population health. We are innovating in not only a fast-paced digital era, but also a disruptive era where we must nimbly evolve to meet the needs of our patients, not just their current needs, but their future needs. As this is an era in which technology and society are evolving faster than businesses can naturally adapt. Disruptive physician innovators acknowledge that health status can be modified by changing epigenetic factors, such as lifestyle and environment, and are aligned with AI, robotics, IoT, digitization, and genomic sectors. As we distill the concept or problem of healthcare's digital adaptation to its fundamental elements, we might also acknowledge that while open access to digitized individual-level information can facilitate personalized insights, it's unreasonable to expect our patients to curate and synthesize their own data. I believe it's equally unreasonable to expect time-pressed providers to scour through disjointed records and data streams. We know from the literature that health AI is developing exponentially, and we have traction in providing platforms for actionable insights to clinicians. But on a minute-by-minute basis, patients alone make the decisions that ultimately determine their well-being. Now, as innovators and global collaborators, what system can we collectively build to prioritize the needs of our patients? Again, not simply their current needs, but what do we anticipate will be their future needs? I believe that AI and a supporting infrastructure can adapt to meet the current and future needs of our patients. And while still relatively immature in healthcare, we've seen notable evidence of AI's potential in deep learning and large language models. However, AI as a disruptive technology has been more readily adopted by other sectors. And this is unsurprising as sectors' rate of adoption of disruptive technology is a function of the potential risk of that technology. In healthcare, we require and advocate for the highest standards for testing and adoption because we are a domain of the highest potential risk, the risk to human life. And indeed, the field has recognized this translation gap, where there are many AI models. Much of the work published as potential AI solutions hasn't materialized in the real world. But there's research to indicate that scientific evidence is the language of trust in healthcare. So as innovators and global collaborators, we can help close this gap by critiquing and challenging, leveraging our scientific rigor to evaluate efficacy of disruption. But we must be willing to remodel, convert, re-educate, and retrain to meet emerging needs, not waiting until they're overpowering, but treating them while they can be contained. At Mayo Clinic, we're targeting this chasm between code and bedside through translational science by uniting and enabling stakeholders to address the transparency, reproducibility, ethics, and effectiveness of AI. We are systematically targeting opportunities to bridge the chasm at our institution by forming interdisciplinary teams across the enterprise representative of the AI lifecycle and leveraging translational informaticians to develop and apply rigorous, comprehensive evaluation of our models and AI solutions. Part of our translational science approach is delivery science or implementation science, which is the scientific study of methods to promote the systematic uptake of research findings into practice and hence to improve the quality and effectiveness of health services. This includes the development and adaptation of an evaluation process standard for AI translation. This is largely mapped to our clinical research pathway and development, which includes AI evaluation stewardship and checkpoints. We're also developing a transparent model documentation framework to facilitate AI translation, to work in tandem with regulatory documentation requirements and facilitate knowledge continuity across multidisciplinary stakeholders throughout the AI lifecycle. As healthcare institutions such as the Mayo Clinic venture into software as a medical device development and commercialization, the presence of a cohesive system that fosters innovation without undue impediments can be of great importance. Our findings here suggest that aligning translational and regulatory science through strategic documentation developed to promote proactive evaluation, multidisciplinary collaboration, investigation and validation protocols, transparency and traceability requirements, and requiring standards and frameworks. This will support the translation and adoption of AI solutions. Further, we propose that leveraging such a transparent documentation process through a quality management system may support enterprise coordination toward developing a software as a medical device regulatory framework. So in doing this work, we utilize expertise in informatics, clinical workflow, ethics, to adopt an integrated approach in cutting-edge product development. This approach aims to tackle concerns such as fairness, transparency, and intelligibility with specific examples of AI risk linked to sample bias and human-machine interface failures. So teams can learn to answer risk-based considerations. For instance, does the training or validation data set accurately represent the target population? Could unknown or uncollected patient characteristics introduce bias or errors? Are there alternatives for users who do not meet the intended criteria? And do end users understand how to interpret AI outputs given their varying levels of expertise? Can patients opt out of data collection for machine learning solutions after initially giving consent? Some of these considerations also extend to post-production activities, including monitoring for data drift using predefined risk thresholds, tracking misuse, and misguided trust might involve analyzing user interactions, time spent on instructions for use, and historical actions, which can inform training intervals. Additionally, usability and human factors guide the design and anticipate potential misuse scenarios. High quality data is the first step towards successful use of artificial intelligence in healthcare. And a major barrier to a data's quality is bias. For instance, as we generate data, historical or pre-existing bias are societal stereotypes reflected in the data sets. Representation bias, for example, occurs when data used are non-representative of the clinical population, leading to systematic errors in machine learning model predictions. And measurement bias, where chosen features and labels are imperfect proxies for the real variables of interest. We also provide some examples of potential mitigation strategies to minimize the risk of harm associated with data generation bias types. There are also model building and implementation sources of harm throughout the machine learning lifecycle. For instance, learning bias is the amplification of performance disparities. Aggregation bias is inserted with the incorrect assumption that mapping from inputs to labels is consistent across subsets of the data. Evaluation bias may occur when non-representative testing populations or inappropriate performance metrics are used to evaluate machine learning models. Deployment bias may be inserted when the machine learning model is used and interpreted in a different context than it was built for. So here are some additional examples of potential mitigation strategies to minimize the risk of harm associated with these biases. At Mayo Clinic, our enterprise stance is that the prioritization of testability, usability, and safety of machine learning-based solutions is critical to their successful translation. Under the direction of the Clinical Systems Oversight Committee and our governing Mayo Clinic AI body, we formed an enterprise-wide cross-functional team of experts representative of all stages of the AI lifecycle to critically evaluate the feasibility of AI to solve the problem, the risk of patient harm, technical and operational feasibility, and if appropriate, to guide testing and implementation within Mayo Clinic practice. To systematize scientific rigor in this work, we are concurrently developing streamlined processes. For frameworks, and tools to develop trustworthy, explainable, and responsible AI and accelerate translation of AI into clinical practice. And some of this work is through our engagement process, where we also work with our Software as a Medical Device Review Board to provide initial consultation, contextual research and evaluation plan, and where our board members present to stakeholders on the ability to translate the work into clinical settings. Through our partnership with Google Health, we're actively activating health equity to provide insights to improve patient outcomes, curb excessive costs, and accelerate value-based care. We're also aligning translational science and regulatory science and implementing quality management systems to facilitate safe, ethical, and effective health AI solutions. And to do this, we consider what policies, processes, procedures, and accountability structures are in place to identify and mitigate AI risk. And through the integration of quality management systems, we're establishing a robust framework that accelerates the safe, ethical, and effective delivery of AI in day-to-day patient care to be evolving with regulations and minimize redundancy and rework while aligning our internal governance practices with our steadfast commitment to scientific rigor and medical excellence. Risk management plans address safety, bias, other foreseen risks during software implementation, and continuous monitoring, reporting, and evaluation post-deployment ensure ongoing safety. Feedback, monitoring, and corrective preventative actions are vital for issue identification, escalation, root cause analysis, and risk management while enhancing AI technology. But this approach hinges on a proactive risk management plan tied to intended use, involving identification, enumeration, mitigation, and ongoing monitoring of potential hazards arising from healthcare software or its impact on clinical workflows. During software development, risk mitigation features are integrated, including improvements in user experience and comprehensive user training. And in collaboration with industry, academia, and government partners such as the National Institutes of Health, the National Academy of Medicine, the National Institute of Standard and Technology, we've formed a coalition for health AI to develop core principles intended to guide evaluation criteria and standards of development. This work is being positioned globally as we've begun to catalog evaluation criteria with the goal to produce stakeholder-driven implementation guides to drive the credible and transparent use of health AI technologies, reducing variation in current evaluation, monitoring, and reporting methods. At Mayo Clinic, we are not content only to see things as they are. Like you, we aim to have the vision, faith, and hope to see what things can and must become. And part of this work is done in global collaboration to unite, to catalyze digital transformation with you. Mayo Clinic's efforts are integrated into the Coalition for Health AI's work, allowing us to implement consensus-based recommendations from the broader community. And CHAI's mission is to provide guidelines for evolving health AI landscapes to enhance care quality, credibility, and meet healthcare needs. We're also developing equity-focused assurance frameworks to ensure data quality and mitigate algorithmic bias. For instance, we focus on addressing bias in the model's development cycle, utilizing tailored metrics and approaches for equity analysis and mitigation. And this effort aims to provide stakeholders with insights into how bias can impact healthcare decisions and outcomes. Transparent documentation is a major part of this work. In pursuit of its mission, CHAI aims to establish guidelines and standards for adopting reliable, equitable, and transparent health AI systems to advance healthcare quality. Our objectives include developing a consensus-driven framework that defines core principles and criteria for health AI developers, end users, and healthcare organizations to assess, monitor, and report on health AI systems throughout their life cycle. We've adopted a risk-based approach aligned with the National Institutes for Standards and Technology. Additionally, CHAI aims to create and promote a standardized labeling system that enhances transparency for health AI end users and consumers, ultimately bolstering the credibility of health AI systems. We've released a blueprint for trustworthy AI in healthcare, influenced by our discussions with developers, clinicians, and other stakeholders in AI-enabled patient care. And this paper is available on the CHAI website. In this blueprint, you'll see that findings emphasize the need for structured health system assessment, AI tools to reduce bias and enhance transparency, an integrated data infrastructure, and the potential role of an advisory board to ensure equitable access to trustworthy health AI, especially in underserved areas. In the document, common principles for AI development are stressed to promote interoperability and data integrity. Independent assurance labs are proposed to objectively review processes and tools for ethical AI use. The blueprint also offers strong recommendations for establishing a reliable ecosystem in health AI. Key components include an assurance lab, advisory service infrastructure, shared value definition, tool registries, legal templates, and sandbox environments. Implementing these elements, we believe, builds a strong foundation for AI development. And demonstrating AI values to patients and healthcare organizations through this process is vital. So checklists and maturity models may help assess AI tool potential and organizational readiness. Tool registries can empower providers and enhance precision medicine, and sandboxes and monitoring platforms might ensure long-term reliability, bias detection, and performance assessment. So these recommendations, we believe, will guide trustworthy AI implementation in healthcare. We are developing a consensus-driven AI lifecycle based on feedback from our working groups. And the coalition members are representative of a diverse community across the AI lifecycle. We've come together to harmonize standards and reporting for health AI and educate end users on how to evaluate these technologies to drive their adoption. And as we develop these consensus-based work products, it's evident that the growing availability of model development technology and community consensus on performance evaluation highlights the need for testing labs to ensure model credibility and accountability. We urgently require a nationwide public-private partnership to establish standardized evaluation procedures for health AI models, ensuring fairness, validity, safety, and ongoing performance assessment across diverse clinical settings and populations. We advocate for standardized evaluation procedures for health AI models, ensuring fairness, validity, and safety in some of these diverse clinical settings. Specifically, we propose a network of health AI assurance labs to enhance transparency, reliability, and credibility. Thus, CHAI, which includes government entities as observers and collaborates closely with the National Academy of Medicine's AI Code of Conduct Initiative, anticipates leading a nationwide dialogue to shape the creation, implementation, and operation of such assurance labs, contributing to the responsible advancement of healthcare AI. We eagerly anticipate our continued collaboration with you in advancing ethical principles for the use of AI in healthcare. And we welcome you to join us as we take our next steps in developing guidelines and guardrails for AI in healthcare.
Thank you, Shona, for sharing the guidelines and guardrails that Mayo Clinic and the Coalition for Health AI are working on.